I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. A congressional committee recently urged U.S. leaders to maintain an active presence and military pressure in Syria. Samuel, with Redemptive Stories, asked believers to keep up their prayer pressure. Syrian Muslims like Jamila are turning to Jesus. She wanted nothing to do with Christianity, but got desperate when her husband, son, and brothers were abducted. Jamila turned to a pastor's wife for help, and the woman responded, "I'll pray."
2 weeks later, her husband and her brothers and her son show up out of nowhere. They proceed to tell her multiple times when they were almost killed. Those were the times when the dear sister most likely was praying for her. And the answered prayer began to break down her walls to Christianity, her walls to Jesus. So she began to go to the church more and more and then eventually gave her life to Jesus Christ.
And meanwhile, authentic music is a powerful evangelistic tool in the Arab world. That's why Horizons International is helping churches in Lebanon build their own culturally relevant worship arts programs. Horizons' Pierre Husni says the whole process of the Great Commission can be described as worship.
It's to see, you know, the problem, which is that not everybody is worshiping God, be solved by everybody experiencing Christ, experiencing salvation through Jesus, and really being reconciled with God so that they can experience their Creator and be worshiping their Creator. So the lack of worship of God is really the problem.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Transworld Radio offers a free booklet called Stories of Hope. It lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.